The National Pulse, weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Right, so I understand that the Rise Mzansi party, well, not yet in Parliament party, one of the many new ones, they have been picketing outside the JSE today. And ordinarily, if I tell you that's what they're doing, I would think that you'd get your pulses racing and thinking there's probably a picket or a protest against big business versus, you know, other forms of how the economy turns. But that's apparently not the case. Let's find out exactly why they were there with Gugu Ndima, who's the now newly appointed national spokesperson of Rise Mzansi. Gugu, great chatting to you. You're live with the National Pulse.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. So you were at the JSC today. Why?
Members of Rise Mzansi picketed outside of the JSC today to highlight the plight of job seekers who are being exploited through the malpractice of sex for jobs or cash for jobs by potential employers or labor brokers. So we specifically highlighted the retail and mining sectors, given the significance and impact that these specific sectors have on job creation, and that they are largely located within our communities. So a lot of young people, as they move out of school, would usually go to these sectors, and if it's a mining base, they would go there. But also because this specific malpractice is largely identified in these specific sectors where young people, women in particular, are asked or solicited sex for jobs or to pay for the jobs that they're seeking for. So Rise Mzansi demands that this practice be identified for what it is, and that is pure criminality.
Having said that, I mean, it's not a practice that I would think is official policy of any company. It cannot be, right? So what are your stats and figures that suggest it is at a level so high that warrants you to protest?
Over the past 18 months, Rise Mzansi has been engaging with communities, and this is one of the rife issues that have been coming out specifically for young people, to say that these are practices that have even been institutionalized in local government. So given the high rate of unemployment and how vulnerable young people are, they find themselves having to compromise, sacrifice the lost money you have, or find yourself having to exchange your body for a job. So on the basis of what we've heard across the country on with regards to this, and given these specific sectors coming out and being highlighted, we believe that this is a call or a clarion issue that we want to take up upon. And the reason why we also took it to the JSE is because most of these companies are listed there. We believe that as a regulatory board, JSE can also play a part in finding solutions, but also including the South African, SALTA, as well as the South African Chamber of Commerce. Mm.
Well, wouldn't it be then advisable to go to pick it outside the South African Chamber of Commerce directly, if you're talking mining?
Well, the memorandum wasn't sent only to the JSC. As we've said, these are companies that are listed there, but we've distributed the memorandum equally also to the South African Chamber of Commerce, as well as SALTA, including various ministers, as well as the departments who we believe can play an integral part in ensuring that we legislate this as not a practice, but an offence, including corruption, and a criminal offence that is a tantamount to sexual assault for people that get exploited.
I mean, do I take it this is not a case of turning something which is legal into something illegal, because that's already illegal. We know that already, right? This is a case of policing and implementation. Should it then, you know, besides business, is it not again another South African police matter?
It is definitely that. So what we are calling for is that government and legislators should recognize that asking for money for jobs is a particular standalone criminal offense and a form of corruption. Of course, as you indicate, but soliciting sex for jobs or cash for jobs is normally seen as something that happens or has become a norm as a result of the rate of high unemployment. A lot of victims get victimized in the process if they want to report it, or you find that people don't report it at the end of the day. So we want this to be specific. So a legislation or a piece of legislation that speaks specifically to this malpractice.
Mm. How, in terms of the memo, have you had a response? I mean, besides thank you, we received it?
Well, we had quite a good day. We actually appreciate that it was received by the JSE. We will definitely be interacting and engaging with the responses that we'll be having over the next couple of days. But it's something we're taking up. It's not an election or a campaign issue. It's something we're quite passionate about, given the fact that unemployment is impacting in our society, in our communities, and largely young people.
Mm. Interesting. I mean, you say it's not a campaigns or election issue, but I mean, the reality is, if I was your campaign manager, one of the things you'd do, particularly as a smaller party, is highlight major social problems and amplify them in the build-up to the elections, which is exactly what you've just done.
Well, you would also appreciate that RISE is a young organization, and many of the things, I mean, we are committed to building this organization, but many of the things that we would initiate and do at this point would be seen as that. But as indicated, these are things that we are definitely going to be pushing through, advocating for, and working with various stakeholders to ensure that there is some action taken and things that are done beyond elections. Mm.
I sort of know, looking at what your leader, Songezo Zibe, has said in the past, that it's not just the election for a new party, it's beyond that. So for you, as we wrap up, maybe for you, the three biggest social concerns that you have, besides some of the obvious issues around the economy that RISE in Zanzi would want to raise before and after the election, would be what?
Unemployment right at the top, as we've indicated, this is part of it. Definitely issues of service delivery. They are impacting on the economy. If you don't have a functioning government, you won't be able to ensure a running economy. And last but not least, very important, leadership. We need leadership in governance. We need leadership in institutions of governance. And that is something that we lack. And we're going to move with that towards the next 5 years and ensure that it's one of our priorities as well.
And let's see how that plays out, as your hashtag says, what we need new leaders, and see whether the country buys into that vision. Thanks for your time, Gugu Ndima, the RISE Mzansi's national spokesperson. They today at the JSC as part of an attempt to try and raise the issues of people who have to pay to get jobs, physical money, and then pay in terms of sex for jobs. And they want to highlight that issue, particularly in the mining and in the retail sector. How much do you know about that? Would you like to add your thoughts on that? You can WhatsApp 0614 104 107, call in 086-000-2032. And you know, as always, on SFM Radio on Facebook, as well as on the X platform on Twitter, just tag us and use that hashtag, the National Pulse, and share your opinions too.